listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 29. Today's episode is going to be a powerful and deeply reflective conversation about a topic that affects many of us, often without even realizing it, and that's intergenerational trauma. I'm going to explore what intergenerational trauma is, how it affects individuals, families, and communities, and most importantly, what pathways we can take towards healing and breaking the cycles of pain. Now, trauma is not just an individual experience. It can be something we carry as a family, a culture, or even a community. Generational trauma is also known as intergenerational trauma, and it refers to the emotional, psychological, and physiological impact of trauma that is passed down from one generation to the next. This type of trauma doesn't necessarily stem from one's own experience, but it can feel just as real, just as painful, and just as heavy. So let's dive into this topic by breaking it down. And we're really going to talk about what it looks like, how it operates in our lives, and what steps we can take to begin healing, not only for ourselves, but for the generations that come after us. Okay, so let's define intergenerational trauma. It can be understood as trauma that is transmitted across generations. It's a form of psychological and emotional wounding that is experienced by those who haven't directly experienced a traumatic event. It could be something like the long-term effects of slavery, colonization, war, or systemic racism. Imagine a family tree where the roots have experienced something traumatic, such as war, forced migration, or abuse. The roots absorb this trauma, and as the tree grows, its branches representing the children, grandchildren, and subsequent generations are impacted by the original pain, even if they weren't directly present when it happened. One of the key aspects of intergenerational trauma is that the original experience remains unresolved. The emotions and stress connected to the trauma, fear, shame, anger, are not fully processed, which often means they manifest in other ways. These feelings can influence parenting styles, family dynamics, and even behavioral patterns, creating an invisible chain that binds each generation to the last. So let's consider a few examples. Suppose a grandmother lived through war, experiencing severe loss and grief. She may be carrying anxiety, mistrust, or hypervigilance, even after the war has ended. These emotions can shape the way she raises her children, and in turn, how her children raise their own children. If the initial trauma isn't processed, it can create an environment where fear and anxiety are passed down without words. It is the silent legacy of pain. Another example of intergenerational trauma is within families affected by systemic racism or discrimination. Marginalized communities may carry the impact of historical and ongoing injustices. It affects identity, self-worth, and often results in complex emotions around safety, belonging, and empowerment. So how do you know if intergenerational trauma is affecting you? So let's talk about some of the signs. One key sign is patterns of behavior that repeat across generations. For instance, if there's a history of substance abuse, domestic violence, or certain mental health issues, these could be symptoms of unresolved trauma passed down the family line. Perhaps you find yourself reacting to situations in ways that don't make sense or feel disproportionate. Maybe you've noticed a particular pattern of relationship dynamics that seem to reoccur. Another common sign is the presence of family secrets. Trauma is often shrouded in silence because people either don't want to talk about it or they feel that they can't. This creates patterns of suppression where feelings like shame, guilt, or sadness are passed down, but no one ever speaks of them. This silence, though it's protective, creates an emotional void that children often fill with their interpretations, often leading to feelings of inadequacy, fear, or unworthiness. Trauma can show up in physical ways. It can look like hypervigilance, hyperanxiety, or even a general feeling of not being safe. These are all ways the body holds onto the memory of the past, even if the mind doesn't consciously connect the dots. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. How do we begin to break these cycles of intergenerational pain? The first step towards breaking these cycles is awareness. Naming the trauma and understanding its roots can help loosen the grip. If we understand that our reactions, behaviors, or fears may not entirely belong to us, but are part of a larger legacy, it can bring a sense of clarity and even a bit of relief. We're not just struggling in isolation. There's a context, a story that extends beyond us. Therapy is a powerful tool available for healing intergenerational trauma. It can involve individual therapy, family therapy, or trauma-specific modalities, somatic experiencing, or cognitive behavioral therapy. Working with a trauma-informed therapist can help unravel and understand the historical context of trauma that processes these deep-rooted wounds. Somatic work, connecting the body, is particularly powerful in breaking cycles of intergenerational trauma. Trauma lives within the body, and many of us carry stress, anxiety, and other emotions physically without realizing it. Practice grounding exercises, yoga, meditation, and other forms of body work can help release the tension we hold. Another step is fostering connection and communication within families. If it feels safe to do so, opening up conversations about family history can be incredibly powerful. Honest dialogue can create space for understanding and empathy. It can allow younger generations to feel heard and validated in their experiences. Breaking the silence doesn't mean forcing painful stories to resurface, but rather allowing a compassionate acknowledgement of what happened. And finally, self-compassion is key. Understanding that these behaviors, patterns, or fears come from a place of survival can help us replace judgment with empathy. It's about recognizing that we're doing our best with what we're given and that we have the power to change the narrative for ourselves and future generations. So let's talk about some specific pathways to healing. The first step to healing is acknowledgement. Acknowledge the impact that historical events have had on your family or community, and seek to understand the roots of your pain and honor the experiences of your ancestors without judgment. Practicing mindfulness can be a wonderful way to connect with the present moment and understand that you are separate from the trauma of the past. Meditation techniques can help calm the mind and offer a break from the habitual patterns of anxiety or fear that have been passed down. If you come from a culture that values storytelling, participating in or creating cultural rituals can be a powerful act of reclaiming identity and resilience. Remembering and sharing stories of strength and survival connect you to a sense of pride and belonging. Writing is a wonderful tool for processing emotions. Journaling about your experiences and reflecting on how your family history have influenced you can provide insights that lead to a deeper healing. And in some cases, breaking the cycle requires setting boundaries with family members who may continue to act in ways that reinforce trauma. This doesn't mean that you love them any less. It simply means that you're committed to your healing. And engaging in community can be incredibly healing. There is strength in numbers, and being part of a supportive group can help validate your experiences, reduce isolation, and create a sense of solidarity. Healing from intergenerational trauma is not easy, and it's not something that happens overnight. But each step towards awareness, each choice to nurture yourself, each effort to understand and heal the pain, those are significant. They don't just impact your life, they impact the generations that come after you. And breaking the cycle means creating a new legacy, one that's rooted in compassion, resilience, and love. So I want to end this episode with a few affirmations for healing. I am not defined by the pain of the past generations. I have the power to create a new path. I honor the experiences of those who came before me, and I choose to heal for myself and for the future. I am worthy of healing. I am open to love, growth, and resilience. And the last one is, the cycles of pain end with me. I choose peace, love, and freedom for myself and future generations. Remember, breaking these cycles is an act of courage and strength. So be patient and kind. Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.